Okay, so we discussed last time that the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph, Perek Aleph, really makes the point, quoting the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim, that B'tzelem Elohim, that we are created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't refer to the fact that we have physical similarities with the Ribbono Shel Olam Kiviyachol, but rather to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with similar attributes and endowed us with similar tendencies to that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself and elevated us in that regard. The Rambam really focused in and honed in on our intellect and our intelligence and our ability to reason. And that's not surprising, again, for the Rambam, the greatest of the rationalists, Rishonim, that he should view the intellectual experience of being human being similar to that, you know, to the God, or that, you know, to define our godliness based on our intellectual capacity. However, it seems that Chazal took even a broader perspective on what it really means to be created B'Tzelem Elohim, and that we are endowed with certain attributes and qualities and characteristics that are similar to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that Chazal understood really from here as a platform for the entire mitzvah of what's known as V'Halachta B'Dracha, which is actually in this coming week's parasha, Parashas Kisavo, that we really have a mandate to follow in all of the midos, in all of the attributes, in all of the qualities and the midos, or in the ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself, we are supposed to emulate those and imitate those and try and bring that into our life as well. And it's really found most poignantly in the Gemara Masechta Soita and Daf Yudal Omer Aleph, where the Gemara comments on the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. We should follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara asks, V'chi Evshar Lo La'adam La'halich Achar Shechina, can we possibly follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'lo Kvar Ne'emar, but the Pasuk says in Parashas V'aschanon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a fire that is all-consuming. How can we possibly then grasp on? How can we come close? How can we have an intimate relationship with something that is so overwhelming? Rather, we should follow after or emulate the ways of Hashem. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothed Adam and Chava, as the Pasuk says, Hashem alekim lo Adam le'ishtoi kasnas or ve'yalbishem. So too, we should be malbish harum, and we should help those who are in need and help them acquire clothing as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevaker chayelim. He visited Avram Avinu after his bris milah. So too, we should be mevaker chayelim. Or the Gemara continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is menachem aveilim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was vahi acharei Moshe Avram vayivarech elokim es Yitzchak benoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Yitzchak after the death of Avram Avinu. So too, we should be menachem aveilim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So too, we should be kaver mason. So the Gemara says we should follow in all the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also a Gemara Masech Shabbos and Kuflam and Gimel Mebeis, where the Gemara says Mahu Rachum, Avatar Rachum, Mahu Chanun, Avatar Chanun, all the Yu Gimel Midos HaRachumim. We're not only extolling the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praising him for that, but also really reminding ourselves of what is required of us. Maybe we'll talk about that when we get closer to Slichus, that's why we keep repeating these Midos, is not only to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to remind ourselves, hey, this is our mission statement as well. And that's why the Yukim Amidas HaRachim are so powerful, but only so powerful not if we recite them, if we actually internalize them and attempt to emulate these qualities ourselves. And the Rambam summarizes this in Perek Avav Hilchos Deis Halacha Vav, where the Rambam writes, Valderech Zeh Korah HaNeviim Lekel, that's why the Neviim describe the Kadosh Baruch Hu in so many different ways, with all these different midos, as Erech HaPayim and Rav Chesed, Sadek V'Yosher, Tomim and Gibor V'Chazak. All of these things are not only descriptions of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to elevate him in our eyes, but also to remind ourselves again what our mission is, and that is to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps that's why Chazal often comment that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, let's say it's a Yushalmi, Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah, Perek Av Halacha Gimel, but it's something that is really constantly lurking beneath the surface of many statements of Chazal, it's really ubiquitous, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only commands us to do mitzvahs, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu, kiviyachol, fulfills the mitzvahs himself. The Yushalmi compares HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a Melech Bas of Edom. A Melech Bas of Edom is Goyze Gzeres, but he himself doesn't keep the Gzeres. Right, the police all the time, even if it's not an emergency, will disregard certain traffic laws, or certainly the mayor and the governor when they're traveling around with their caravans. So they burst through lights and run stop signs constantly. The rules are for everybody else; they're not for us. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu is just the opposite. Kadosh Baruch Hu fulfills the mitzvahs himself. What does it mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Goyze Gzeres and he fulfills the mitzvahs himself? Or perhaps a similar line, the Gemara comments in Masechtas Brachos on Daf Zayin, on the pasuk that we're familiar with in Sefer Yishayahu, Vaviyayisim al har kodshi, v'simachtim beveis tefilasi. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'll bring you to my mountain, and we will, you know, make you glad, rejoice in my place of prayer. Of course, referring to the Beis HaMikdash, but it's called beveis tefilasi, says the Gemara Brachos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu davens as well. Or the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Av Gimel Mabez, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has 12 hours to the day, the first 3 hours of the day, maybe this is the Indian to have a 3 hour Seder, Kodesh Baruch Hu says the first 3 hours of the day, the Gemara says the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yoshev Va'Oisik B'Torah. What does it mean a Kodesh Baruch Hu is learning? What does it mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is davening, or a Kodesh Baruch Hu is fulfilling the mitzvahs, he's Geyser Gzeiros and he's Mekayim them himself? It's all, again, to model for us this notion of Alach Tabidracha in this week's parasha, that we should follow the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu models this behavior for us in order so that we should be able not only to fulfill the mitzvahs because Hashem commanded us to do so, but to fulfill at the same time following in the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not only Mahu Rachum Avatachanun, or Yerachum Mahu Chanun Avatachanun, but in the mitzvahs themselves have this dual aspect to them, this duality, in that number one, Hashem commanded us to do it, but also it's a fulfillment of Alach to Bedracha. It's interesting there of Soloveitchik in the Ish HaAlacha, page 252. He writes something that's really not surprising if you're used to the some of the comments of Soloveitchik in other areas, but really summarizes his approach to many other things, and that is he writes, HaMitzvah HaMerkazis B'Tayag Mitzvahs Hi. The most central mitzvah of all the Tayag mitzvahs is actually not found in the Aseres HaDibros. We would probably have pointed to the Aseres HaDibros, of Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamarcha, like Rebbe Kiva. Rav Soloveitchik says the most central of all the mitzvahs, you know, the Yalkut Shemoni, the Medrash has a discussion, what is the most central of all the mitzvahs? This is not one of the options, but I guess Kiilu, if Rav Soloveitchik would be a Tana, so what he would have said is, no, the most central of all the mitzvahs is V'halach L'Bedrachav, is this notion of following in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shechter, the Nefesh HaRav, if you've never read it, you should, and has a few long essays at the beginning of the Nefesh HaRav, and one of them is on this theme of Alach to Bedrachav, which was a common theme in the thought of Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Shechter there explains that Rav Soloveitchik felt that this was even part of his personal journey, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as Echad, as one. That doesn't only mean that there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that he's unique. He's Yachid Umiyuchad. He's one, but also different from everyone else. And in that sense as well, Rav Soloveitchik felt we also have to recognize each person is his own individual, and each person has a unique quality, a unique contribution that only he can make. Rav Shechter there quotes that someone once asked of Soloveitchik, why is it that he felt drawn towards Yeshiva University over all other yeshivas? We know Rav Soloveitchik pursued the chief rabbinate in Eretz Yisrael at a certain point, in Haifa, and then later the chief rabbinate of Eretz Yisrael. So he entertained other possibilities as well. But when he came to America, for sure, you know, he was certainly a well-known personality at that point already. Why did he feel particularly drawn to Yeshiva University? Now, one, you know, I'm sure there was an aspect of it, the fact that his father was here, right? And even though there were many, he was well-known, there weren't necessarily, you know, jobs, you know, growing on trees. But why was he particularly drawn to Yeshiva University? So Shechter, their quotes, their Soloveitchik responded, that it's because he felt in Yeshiva University he could be himself. Meaning in other yeshivas, you kind of have to fit into a certain mold. Why you, Baruch Hashem, you can develop in your own way. And Rav Soloveitchik felt that he would be able to speak his mind freely in Yeshiva University. So in kind of a little bit a different culture. And therefore, he felt then perhaps other yeshivas, and he felt that he would be able to develop that unique part of his own personality. And a running theme of Soloveitchik was oftentimes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does things that's really just to model behavior for us. For example, the Gemara says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yoishev. What is the Gemara asks? After Kadosh Baruch Hu, Medrash, I'm sorry. After Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what does he do all day now? So the Medrash says, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yoishev and Mezavik Zivugim. Kadosh Baruch Hu sits and he works on the Shidduch websites and he makes Shidduchim. What is a Kadosh Baruch Hu making Shidduchim? Again, it's to teach us, perhaps, that we should also be involved in the chesed of making Shidduchim. Or the Medrash tells us that after Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, this world was not the first world that he created. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Boirei Olamais Umachrivan. A Medrash at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis. In fact, the Gemara says in Shabbos and Pechesim and Bezu were 974 worlds before this world. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu have to be Boirei Olamais Umachrivan? Kilu, it was you know, trial and error. Kadosh Baruch Hu was perfect, betachlis ha-perfection. So how could it be Hashem couldn't create a perfect world the first time? So Soloveitchik explained, again, that Kodesh Baruch Hu here is teaching us, is modeling for us, that sometimes we don't succeed at first. We shouldn't be deterred, we shouldn't be discouraged by the fact that we failed once, maybe even 974 times. If a person fails, he nonetheless has to start over and try again. And we find that midah, that's, what propelled perhaps Rabbi Akiva. What happened to Rabbi Akiva? I mean, it's astounding. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos Amud Beis Amud Beis, that he lost 24,000 Talmidim to a Magefa. Some were saying now it was like a proto-coronavirus or something, right? That he lost, Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 Talmidim. What did he do after he lost the 24,000 Talmidim? Did he sit and he lick his wounds and he feel bad for himself and he, walked around the Gemara Shchera, his entire life? No, the Gemara says he started over with 5 Talmidim. In fact, some say, the Prichadah says, that's the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. The Simcha of Lag BaOmer is not only, whether or not there was the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, we could discuss another time. However, the real Simcha of Lag BaOmer is that was the day that Rabbi Akiva started over with his new group of Talmidim. So perhaps HaKadosh Baruch Hu modeled this behavior for us. He was Bayer Elamos U'Machriv, and he created worlds and then destroyed them and started over to teach us. Sometimes we are not successful. Rabbi Akiva was 24,000 Talmidim. He managed such a big yeshiva, and he started over with 5 Talmidim. But it was those 5 Talmidim, of course, with the future of Torah and Klal Yisrael. And perhaps that's what we celebrate on Lag BaOmer, is this ability to start over. And many times HaKadosh Baruch Hu models behavior for us, and we're supposed to emulate that behavior, and that's all part of the halach, the bedracha, following the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which really has its roots in what B'Tselem Elohim is all about, not that we're created in the physical image of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that we're created with similar attributes and qualities. A Kadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with those similar attributes and qualities, of course, in a minimal way, and Kadosh Baruch Hu has the expectation, therefore, that we should maximize those qualities to follow in the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and really channel that towards the mitzvah of halach to bedrachah. Okay.